ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः। रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट नंबर 61। दृष्ट्वा त्वां कामलिप्तेन बहुना परिरम्भिताम् जगामरिक्षयः वशम् सहसैव विमोहितः। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस इज भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद। श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय। ट्रांसलेशन। द शूद्र हिज आर्म्स डेकोरेटेड विथ टर्मरिक पाउडर वॉज एम्ब्रेसिंग द प्रोस्टिट्यूट। व्हेन अजामिल सॉ हर, द डॉर्मेंट लस्टी डिजायर्स इन हिज हार्ट अवेकन्ड एंड इन इल्यूजन ही फेल अंडर देयर कंट्रोल। पर्पोर्ट। इट इज सेड दैट इफ वंस बॉडी इज स्मियर्ड विथ turmeric, it attracts the lusty desires of the opposite sex. The word kamaliptena indicates that the shudra was decorated with turmeric smeared on his body. Hare Krishna. So first of all, I would like to seek blessings from all devotees, especially His Grace Janinivas Prabhu. He was supposed to give the class, but somehow authorities requested. He didn't give, so they told me. So I'll try to serve devotees. So first, I would like to really seek blessings from all devotees, so I can speak for some time about Bhagavad Katha. So here we see in this verse that how this is the turning point in the life of Ajamil, where he is seeing a shudra who is, you know, decorated with turmeric powder, and you know, he is embracing a prostitute. And he, when he saw that, because there were some dormant lust, because there are this bijam, there are four types of sin, that aprarabdham phalam, bijam phalon mukham. So there are sins which are hidden, like in the bij form, and some sins are fructified, and some sins are yet to come. So in the process of devotional service, so all the sins are destroyed, but this bijam, to commit propensity to commit sinful act is still there within our heart. It needs really intense devotional service to remove that. So Ajamil was on the sadhana stage. He was a sadhaka. He was born in Brahmin family. He was practicing all the principles. But because he was not completely purified, so there were dormant lusty desires were there in his heart. So when he saw Shudra and Shudrani embracing each other, so his lusty desires, you know, came up to the surface, and completely was captivated. And in the next verse, as it is mentioned, that he tried to remember all the verses of the Shastras which prohibits the seeing of a woman or seeing such a situation. Because, as we know, Krishna also says that kamesha krodesha rajoguna samudbha mahashuno mahapapma vidhena miha vairina. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that this kam and krodh are born out of rajoguna, and know it that vidhena miha vairina, they are the eternal enemy of a living entity. So that's why tasmad indra nado Niyama Bharatarshapa Papamanam Prajahinam Jnana Vijnanam. So Krishna is advising that the ultimate goal of one's human form of life is somehow or other we should give up this desire, enjoying propensity, especially which starts from lust. कामक्रोध लाथि कामक्रोध लाथिकाय तारा लाथिकाय भ्रमिते भ्रमिते दे साधु वैद्य पाय. सो वेन वी कम टू दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड वी आर ऑलवेज बींग किक्ड बाय दिस काम एंड क्रोध आदि दिस सिक्स दिस अनर्थास दे आर ऑलवेज किकिंग अस एंड बिकॉज ऑफ देयर किक लाइक नाउ देर वॉज रिसेंटली वर्ल्ड कप फुटबॉल मैचेस. So many devotees, brahmacharis don't see. But you saw that the football is being kicked here and there by so many people, so many players on the ground. And the ball goes here and there, sometimes this side, sometimes that side. So similarly, there is a team of this kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mad, matsarya. So they have a big team and lot of so many desires. In the match, football team, there are, you know, limited players. But here, our desires are unlimited. So there are unlimited players. And we living entities are being kicked by this kama krodha. And we are being bhramite bhramite. And we are, running from here and there. There are 14 planetary systems. Our playground is 14 planetary systems. So sometimes we are going to the heavenly planet to enjoy some heavenly pleasures and again coming down to this earthly planet and again going to the hellish planet to suffer more. So Brahmanda Bhramiti, we are revolving in this world. So that's why Krishna is again and again telling in Bhagavad Gita that one has to somehow or other give up this lust. So here as we saw that even Ajamil was such a practicing, he knew all the scriptures, but still he got attracted. As we see in the story of Chota Haridas, where in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that Chota Haridas was in renounced order of life. And just he, took rice from Madhavi Devi, who was also very exalted devotee. But still, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to, stress the point that how one should be very, very careful while dealing with women or when we should be very, very alert. Otherwise, we may slip from the path of devotional service. So that time, he is saying that I cannot see the face of a person who is in the renounced order of life and who talks intimately with women. And there he quotes very beautiful sloka from Srimad Bhagavatam, that is Matra Swastha Dhuitrava Na Vivikta Asane Bhavet Balwan Indriya Gramo Vidvam Sape Karshati. So this statement that Vidvam Sape Karshati, this is very significant. It is not that a fool is being attracted. Even a person who is learned in scriptures, so he has a discriminating power. A civilized human being is one, the animals, they have no discriminating power. They have sex with their mother, their sisters. There is no discrimination. But Vidvam, a person who is learned, he has a discriminating power. And he can discriminate that this is my mother, this is my sister, this is... So everything he can discriminate. But this shloka goes to explain that lust is so powerful that even a person who is very learned should not, be in a secluded place with his own mother, daughter, or sister. So because Balwan Indriya Gram Vidvam Sapikarsha. So these senses are so powerful that even a person who is highly qualified, a very learned person, he may be also get distracted. So why it is that? Because originally, we have, as a pure living entity, we have a natural attraction towards Krishna. That is called Adiras. But because we have misused our independence and we want to enjoy separately from Krishna, so desiring that, we come to this material world. But as living entity Sachit Ananda, so that aspect, Ananda aspect is there. So he has to find somewhere pleasure. Without pleasure, a living entity cannot live. That is his natural propensity. So that's why we see people in this world, they are so much working so hard to collect money, beg, borrow, steal. They do begging, or they borrow, take loans from banks, or they sometimes steal many times. So big people, they are very polished gentlemen, seem to be, but they so do so much of corruption so that they get a lot of money. And what is the purpose? Purpose is to enjoy. So living entity cannot give up the enjoying propensity. But the problem is that the attraction for Krishna, the example is given, if there is a tree on the side of the river, and on the top of the tree there is a beautiful flower, but that same flower, in the reflection, it is completely on the opposite side, that is, it's below. So similarly, the attraction for Krishna, a living entity's attraction for Krishna, is like that flower which is on the top of the tree, that is considered to be the highest, like the gopis' love for Krishna. Actually, Krishna, the gopis consider them as a paramour, as a lover. But in this material world, to have a paramour is not a good thing. According to Vedic system, it is not a good thing. That is the most condemned thing. So in this way, the most topmost thing in the spiritual world becomes the lowest thing in the material world. So that's why the propensity, the intensity of what we have, attraction for lust, the same has to be total. That's why Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that Vishaya je priti ebe achaye amar se mata priti hoka charane tumar. So that great intense attraction, what I have for this lust to enjoy beautiful woman or to enjoy this world, let that same attraction, that intensity be directed towards you. He's praying. Yuti naam itha yunim, yunam shtu yuto itha, mano bhi ramate tadvam, mano me ramatam tu. So Rupa Goswami in his Padyavali, he writes that how the young boy is attracted to a young girl, that is very natural. And a young girl is attracted to young boy, and they take a great pleasure in associating and talking to each other. So similarly, Rupa Goswami says that let that same attraction be towards you. Yutinam ethanu, inam shyuto yatha, mano be ramate tadun, mano me ramatam tum. In the same way, let my mind be always be attracted to you. So that is what we have to do. The intensity we have to just dotel. As we hear the story of Bilwa Mangal Thakur. So Bilwa Mangal Thakur, he was a very aristocrat. His case was also the same thing. His case was also like Ajamil. So he was also born in a Brahmana family. He was tall, handsome looking, and completely very cultured. And he was a great poet. As we see, as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Bilwa Mangal Thakur wrote Krishna Karanamrita. And in Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is stated that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu glorifies Krishna Karanamrita like anything. And he says there is no scripture equal to Krishna Karanamrita in this world. That is the topmost scripture. So as a great poet, but somehow he comes to know that on the other side of the river, there is a prostitute, and she is also very learned, and she also composes nice poetry. So one day, to hear that poetry, to hear this, he goes there. And when he goes there and he hears her and sees her, he completely gets captivated, he gets attracted. And he gives up his wife. And whole day he used to be there. Every time he used to be there. So his wife was worried that this my husband has gone there and always staying there. So in this way, one day what happens is that Bilvamangal's father, he dies. So Bilvamangal husband, wife, she goes to that prostitute. And she tells that prostitute that, please give my husband for one day. Because his father has died and he has to perform Shraddha ceremony. So for one day, you please send him home. And I assure you, and she was a chaste lady. So she said that, don't worry, I will send back Bilvamangal Thakur. That is my promise. So this, and the prostitute name was Chintamani. And Chintamani, she somehow convinces Bilvamangal Thakur that you should go home. And she sends him home. And when he comes back, and he just, you know, ritualistically, his mind is always there. And he performs that Shraddha ceremony. And that night, he goes to sleep, but he is not able to sleep. He is thinking of that Chintamani. And immediately, he gets up and starts running towards the other side of the river. And that night happens to be a stormy night. There was so much of storm, so much of rain. But still in that inconvenience situation, Bilvamangal Thakur just runs. And seeing that, the wife also runs behind Bilvamangal Thakur. And then what happens is that the sea, the river comes in between because she was staying on the other side of the river. And because of the rains, the river was completely overflowing. But he was so much, you know, infatuated that he wanted to go there. And when he's standing on the side of the river, on the bank of the river, he loudly cries out, Chintamani, like that. And he jumps in the river. And then what happens is that Krishna is so merciful. One of Krishna's name is Chintamani. So he takes it as his name. He called out his name. So that's why Bilvamangal Thakur, he goes there. And we know that he catch holds of a dead body, corpse. But that corpse was his wife himself. Because it is explained that his wife jumped in the river from the upstream and he jumped from the downstream. So what happened that because she was a chaste lady, her words would not go, it would not fail. So she had promised that I will send my husband. That was her promise. So she was on the upstream, she jumped and he caught hold of that his wife only, who was dead, and crossed the river. And then he went there and he took it, a snake as a rope, and somehow climbed up. And he got in the room of Chintamani. And that time, Chintamani was completely surprised. He said, how are you? How come you are here? It's such a stormy night. How could he reach here? And then she saw that there was a big snake going, passing. So she came to know this fellow had, caught the snake, considering it as a rope. And the thing is that Krishna gave Chintamani, that prostitute, that intelligence. Because when he jumped in the river, he had chanted loudly, Chintamani. So Krishna gave the intelligence to the prostitute Chintamani. And then she said to Bilvamangal Thakur that if you have the same intensity, what you have for me, for this lust, this body, which is made up of flesh, bones, mucus, everything, all obnoxious things. So the same attraction, if you have it for Krishna, that would be so nice. So immediately, somehow or other, because that of he got purified by chanting that name of Chintamani. So he could understand what Chintamani was saying. Immediately, he left that place, and he became a mendicant. And then he started off for Vrindavan. He went to Vrindavan. But when he became sadhu, he was traveling, and he said, "Now I will give up." But still, again, that propensity was there. Lusty propensity was there. And again, what happens is that on the way to Vrindavan, he comes to one village, and he used to beg Madhukari. So when he comes to one village, he goes to one house, and he asks some alms from that house. And one woman comes and gives him alms. And then he says that he is so much captivated again by this woman, that again he says to that woman that, "Actually, I want to enjoy you." So she becomes completely bewildered, and then she goes inside the house and sits there. And Bilomangal Thakur, he sits on the outside the house. And then the husband of that woman comes home back. And then he goes in and he asks his husband, asks her that this sadhu is sitting outside. You didn't give him anything. He's begging. You didn't give him alms. Then his wife tells him that actually he's asking, you know, he want to enjoy me. So then that person was also very pious. Then he said, "Oh, the sadhu has come and he's asking, and we have to provide whatever he wants. He wants to enjoy you, that you have to go then." But somehow, Bilomangal Thakur, he comes to his senses again. He says, "Oh, what is this foolishness? Again, I am doing the same mistake." So then this woman, you know, she comes out, and then she says, "Whatever you want, you can have." Then he says that, "You please give me your two hairpins." So she takes out her hairpins and give it to Bilomangal Thakur. And with that same hairpins, he plucks out his eyes. That's why Bilomangal Thakur, he becomes blind. And then he goes to Vrindavan. So in this way, in this story, as we see that how this lust is very so powerful. I remember once Maharaj was talking about His Holiness Radhana Swami Maharaj was talking about Ajamil. So we are also practicing sadhakas. So and in Kali Yuga we see this kind of situation every moment, on the billboards, on the trains, in anywhere you go, you will see this Ajamil Kand, where Shudra and Shudrani, they are embracing, they are doing so many kind of nonsense thing. So we may think that I am very advanced. Ajamil saw once and he fell down. But I am seeing every time, but still I am practicing devotional service. So I have become advanced. So Maharaj was telling that you are not advanced, your senses have become so dull that even after seeing, nothing is happening. So that is not a sign of advancement. So our senses have become so dull. But the thing is that now in Kali Yuga, it is so difficult. That's why it's a ghor Kali Yuga. It's completely so much fallen that every moment, every newspaper, television channels, everything, there is only one subject, that is sex. That is the only subject. You go out of this temple, you will see, you know, women wearing scanty clothes, and so many nonsense things are happening outside. So in this way, to practice devotional service is very, very difficult. It's like walking on the razor's edge. So in this way, but the thing is that the only hope what we have is Mahaprabhu, Lord Gauranga. Mahaprabhu has come to deliver the fallen souls. We are all this Jagai and Madhais. And Gaur Nita Parama Karuna Paundujana Nitai Gaur Chandra Sabhavatara Sara Shiromani Kevalanandanduk. And the proof of their mercy is that Tara Sakshi Jagai Mathai. The proof that Gaur Nitai are very merciful, the proof is that they delivered Jagai Mathai. So similarly, Prabhupada, you know, delivered thousands of Jagai Matais by, you know, the mercy of Gaur Nitai. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us this holy name, chanting of the holy name, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this holy name is so powerful. And we see in the case of Haridas Thakur, Haridas Thakur was also encountered with similar situation. In fact, there was a plot to defame him. So the Ramchandra Khan, you know, he was so much envious of Haridas Thakur, and because he was seeing that this person is born in a Yavan family, he's born in a Muslim family, but still he is gaining so much of popularity, and I am born in a Brahmin family and nobody is coming to me. So he wanted to make him fall. So he sends a prostitute to him in the night. And you can imagine that a prostitute herself coming here, Ajamil is just seeing, you know, the prostitute not sent to him, but he just saw the scene. But here Haridas Thakur, the plot was there that he should fall down. And the prostitute came, and then she proposed him that, see, you are so young and handsome and I am also so beautiful, so it will be very nice if we enjoy. But the thing is that because Haridas Thakur had this holy name, and by mercy of Mahaprabhu, and then he said that actually I have taken a vow to chant so many rounds, so my rounds are incomplete. So if you can kindly stay here for some time, I will finish my rounds of chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra, and after that I will fulfill all your desires. But the thing was that, as we know, that Haridas Thakur went on, he used to chant 192 rounds, that is 3 lakh names. So to chant 3 lakh names, you require 22 hours. So there is no time for any other thing. That's why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Kirtaniya Sadare, always if you chant the holy name, you will be protected. So in this way, he went on chanting. And then in the morning, the sun rose, and this prostitute said, "Oh, you didn't fulfill my desires. Now the sun is up." So Haridas Thakur said, "I am very very sorry, but if you come again tonight, I will finish off my rounds as early as possible, and I will fulfill all your desires." Again, this prostitute came. She circumambulated Tulsi, offered obeisances to Tulsi. And again she sat there, and Haridas Thakur went on chanting. And after some time, again the morning came, and then again this prostitute said, "See, again this today also you didn't satisfy my desires." And he said, no, again you come tomorrow. Then again on the third day she again comes, she again circumambulates the Tulsi and sits, and again Haridas Thakur is chanting. But in that process, what happens is that she hears the pure chanting of the holy name of Haridas Thakur. So that's why she gets purified. And immediately her heart gets converted. And then she reveals that actually this Ramchandra Khan had sent me to defame you. So please forgive my offense and please give me shelter. And Haridas Thakur said that actually I knew this. This is not, I already knew, but I would have gone from here long back. But I stayed here so that I can deliver you. So he gave her diksha, and he said that you should distribute all your wealth which you have collected by illegal means to the Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. And shave up your head and come here, and you should chant 3 lakh names of Hare Krishna Mahamantra. So she does then gets purified. So here in Haridas Thakur's case, we can see that how this holy name was so powerful, and by the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he could, you know, give up that thing. Even prostitute came to her, but he could tolerate that. And in fact, he made that prostitute a devotee. And in Chaitanya Bhagavata also it is maintained, even Maya Devi herself, she came and the same thing happened. She also sat for 3 days. And in the end, you know, she said that I am Maya Devi. And actually I had initiation in Ram Naam. So I came to you to get initiation in Krishna Naam. So Maya also becomes devotee of Krishna. So that is the power of the holy name. So that's why every time Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has, in Chaitanya Charitamrita, has told that one should be very, very careful. Even in meeting King Prataparudra, he was so careful. Prataparudra was a very great devotee. But problem was, he was a king. That king was there. And when the king means that he is engaged in money and woman. So that's why he said that I cannot meet. I am a sannyasi, so it is not my duty to meet a king. Nityanand Prabhu, he you know, appeals that, okay, you give your outer cloth, otherwise he will commit suicide. Ramanand Rai, you know, he comes and he pleads on behalf of Prataparudra. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to show that how this Vishay, the association of sense object, this Vishay word comes from Vish. Vish means poison. So this sense gratification of this material world is a poison. In one of the songs, Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Vishaya hala hale sudha bhane piyailu. He says that I have drunk this halahal wish as if it was nectar. Similarly, in this world we are seeing that we are drinking the poison of sense gratification as if it is nectar. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, he says that I cannot meet this King Prataparudra because the name king is there. And it is like, you know, associating with woman. That's why he says that Nishkinchanasya bhajanan bhajan mukhasya param param jigo mishra bhavasagarasya atha sandarshanam vishayitam atha yoshitam cha ha hanta hanta vishbhakshante asadhu. So he says that one who has taken to the life of renunciation, then he should avoid all this atha sandarshanam yoshitam cha, seeing a person, as here we see that Ajamil saw a scene, obscene, and sandarshanam vishayitam yoshitam cha. Yoshitam means a woman, to see a woman with enjoying mentality, that is like drinking poison, and that will, you know, hamper our journey towards back to Godhead. So in this way, these all stories which we read, the story of Ajamil and all, the scriptures just give us these case studies so that through these episodes we may learn that how we should be careful when in our dealings, and we should not succumb to the lust and somehow or other, because prak sharir vimokshana, Krishna says till this body is there we have to fight till death. But if we engage ourselves in Krishna service intensely, tivirena bhakti yogena yajeta purusham param. So only way to give up this lust is that tivirena bhakti yogena. We have to be intensely engaged in Krishna consciousness and chanting of the holy name. And by this process, we can surely give up this all anarthas, especially starting from lust, anger, pride, greed, illusion, envy, and we can go back to God. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.